The following is brought to you by the Starfleet Podcast Network, SPN, The Spin.
A red alert.
Is it really finished shooting? Yes.
Yeah, we're done.
It is really finished shooting. We have so much in the can.
The three big words.
We are wrapped. And I can't wait to see our Klingon. I definitely want to go over that with you. When you choose the selects,
for sure,
because it was like so many great takes, so many different ways. It was just
amazing.
So
it keeps muting itself.
I
can mute it.
Yes, it's really coming out this summer. SC says, I am so fing excited. Oh, you mean effing excited.
It's hoping excited.
Yes.
Yeah,
we don't know. We're shooting for August. As the release date, and I don't know if I had my druthers, we'd release it at Las Vegas Star Trek convention, we really can't make any commitments right now because the bottleneck is going to be the VFX, and so I'll know more about that this week. But that's kind of where we are. But yes, we are wrapped. Oh my god.
You should have ordered wraps today for lunch.
Yeah, we should have. Right?
Maybe we'll have that tomorrow.
SC says, I feel like I've been waiting for this my entire adult life. Well, if you're 20 years old, or if you're 30 years old, it would be.
That was talked about
28.
Today,
I guess if you were 28, it would technically be your entire adult life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
How long have you been working on Axanar? This was talked about today.
So... The idea was germinated in 2010 when I was working on Star Trek New Voyages. I started writing it probably that fall, but really I started writing it with Doc John, John Muntrat.
Doc John.
Yeah. Who played McCoy in Star Trek New Voyages. He's the one that told me about Robert McKee's book, Story, which is kind of like the Bible for Hollywood screenwriters. Mm-hmm. Have you read it yet?
No,
it's
amazing.
If we're gonna do Orville together, you need to write.
Got to read it.
I know,
man. And save the cat.
Hey, you just made
and save the cat.
You just made an announcement.
Oh, did I really?
Damn.
Is that okay?
Let me roll the announcement.
It's up to you if it's okay to announce.
Oh yeah, I've told people.
We're gonna, I've been keeping it under wraps.
And I are. Oh, you have you? No, yeah, no.
Just because I didn't know if I should talk about it or not.
Oh, we should.
Well, we should talk about
it. We should talk
privately.
We should talk before we talk about it.
Well, we can still talk about it, okay. But we have to talk about it. We had to build the skeleton.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a great idea about doing a fan film.
Real quick.
Angel says it will be a serious coup when Axar premieres at Eat It CBS.
Yeah, Eat It CBS.
And just for record, CBS, I did not say that. Eccleston Angel said it.
Yeah.
So
I want to know if Mark's mic is working for you guys, because we had so many. It took us a while. We were streaming in silence for a long time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we just had to try everything in the world.
No.
Oh, Jefferson finally got it working.
Well, then you've done these pretty lovely, well. You've got 57 people watching us live.
These lovely people hung in there. And like, no, not yet. We were testing the mic.
Can you hear Mark? Yep. Can you hear Mark?
Can you all right, testing 1, 2, 3. Sure.
Can you guys hear Mark? Mark is good, says Scott Johnson. We're good.
Hey, listen, everyone out there, we have 61 people now there. I want to thank JP and Jefferson for doing this live stream. So basically what's happened, I took the actors and Mark and his lovely girlfriend and Ted Brunetti, the six of us went out to dinner. Like, you know, the adult dinner.
The adults.
Where's our leftovers?
So I took them out to a nice restaurant as a thank you and all. And JP and Jefferson did this amazing, put this together. And so lots of thanks to them. It's been great having them because, you know, it's so good having people who want to be there, who are excited about doing all the behind the scenes, taking the photographs, taking the video, because I have no time to think about that. You know, so thanks to both of you guys. We really
absolutely.
Thanks for having us out.
It was fun coming down to do it. Yeah.
So much better than just sitting at home doing whatever we do.
Live streaming. Yeah.
Playing video games.
Yeah. Eccleston says Mark is 5x5.
5x5. Thank you.
Good. I love the hat.
Thank you.
So I need to get a hat like that, I guess, because you.
Yeah, you guys are. Yeah, really, what is
that? Yeah, I know. Yeah, you guys. So yeah.
Set the trend.
I don't know. I try trendsetter. Yeah, that's kind of like the old white man's hat. I
think. Our hats are 5x5. The old sexy white. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Touche. Yeah,
middle aged sexy. I pretend I'm middle aged. Middle age is way younger than me. I'm 45.
Oh, you're
45. I'm 46.
Yeah. So middle age is like,
you guys are kids. Children.
Middle age is like 35 nowadays.
That's the new middle age.
It's dropping.
No, I think it's getting older. I think middle age is.
Well, you can hope.
I still think I'm middle age. I'm 63.
Just keep going. Keep thinking that.
Yeah.
So if you're middle age, you're going to live to be 126.
Yeah,
because you're middle aged.
Oh,
well, I might be the top end of middle age. There you go.
Just barely, a smidge.
Well, I keep saying to Crystal, I said 2 years, I'm going to get Social Security. Well, that's Medicare.
Medicare.
Oh, wow. 2 years. Holy crap, that's crazy.
You can finally see a doctor.
I know, right? I can finally afford healthcare in this country.
Now, is that the film over on that big hard drive, external drive?
That
there?
Is it. Oh, that
that's,
is.
That's not just the film. That's
everything.
All Axanar. Everything.
Wow.
Axanar.
In that, can we show that?
That's all.
We very gingerly bring that over.
No. Oh, you mean
just the box?
Oh, just yeah.
Now, today's shoot.
Plug it in.
Today's shoot. I have a hard drive in that suitcase over there.
Oh.
And then I have a copy of what's not on that. What else is on that drive in Tennessee where we're doing post?
Oh. Can I bring that over? I just want to show it to the camera here.
You can.
It's heavy.
Be very careful with
72
it.
72 terabytes.
Oh, there's Frank Parker. How are you, Parker? Eccleston Angel says,
"Space is big."
All hail Alec Peters, savior of the Star Trek universe. Thank you. We truly appreciate that. Yes, I haven't heard that in a while.
You'll really think that after you see more Axanar.
Here it is.
It's going to be great.
Axanar is right here.
Yeah. Well, that is there 3 is. Of 12. That is a RAID 5 array.
There's
so
two.
There you go.
Good.
RAID and we have two RAID 5 arrays.
RAID 5.
So, yes.
And it's actually on a RAID 10 on Jamie's right now.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So, no, we have two drives. Well, I guess three right now. You said it's on Jamie's?
Well, Jamie holds it until I get it home.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I have a comment that one of my viewers on a live stream the other day said, I mentioned to you quickly on set, they said, because I told them, oh, I'm going to go help with Axanar. And they said, wasn't Axanar sued out of existence? What do you have to say about that?
Well, clearly not.
Clearly not.
Despite the best effort of CBS and their lawyers.
The information of our untimely demise is clearly an error.
Yes. Yeah.
What would you say? Because CBS put a lot of restrictions. Well, they say restrictions.
They're guidelines.
Yeah, they're guidelines.
Guidelines.
On fan
guidelines.
Yeah. What would you say? Did those guidelines benefit the upcoming Axanar, or to put it behind, or you just
we could work
with these guidelines, no problem, still put out a great bit of content.
Yeah, I think we you know, listen, first of all, you always see the people online and they say a couple stupid things like one, Axanar is a grift. That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's the internet.
That's bullshit. Or they say Axanar's destroyed fan films. I'm like, how did we destroy fan films? There are more fan films in the last 7 years since the guidelines came out than there were in the entire existence of Star Trek.
There are more now.
In 50 years. Yeah. And there are more. Yeah.
Thanks to this guy right here.
Yeah. And Vance Major himself has done 150. Wow. Right. You know, what's and then you got you probably have, I don't know, a dozen or so from Josh Irwin at the Avalon Universe. And Aaron in Australia has done probably a dozen. And you've got, you know, Potemkin and Intrepidity. There are all these people doing fan films constantly. And CBS isn't enforcing the guidelines.
Mm-hmm. They you just know, had to put a show
yeah.
out.
Matter of fact, in our arbitration against CBS, I specifically questioned the the CBS lawyer who was basically, well, they're just guidelines. You don't have to follow them.
And it's very selective.
Can I get that in writing?
Yeah, I have it in writing. Yeah. So that's why, you know, their guideline that you can only do two, you can't do sequels or prequels or anything. Really? Well, Vance has done 150. Why didn't you stop him? And you know why they didn't stop him? Because they don't see him as a threat.
Right.
You know, Star Trek Continues did 3 50-minute episodes after the guidelines came out. Why? Well, CBS doesn't see them as a threat. So, there, you know, there's lots of things like that. Whether or not CBS sees, obviously CBS sees this as a threat. That's why they continue to go after us.
They may also just not like you.
And they just don't like that. And they don't like me because I had the nerve to make decent Star Trek.
How dare you?
How dare you? And then stand up to them in court. Hey, listen, we always say, we wanted to give Axanar to CBS.
Yeah.
We told them, here, take it. Let us make it. You take it. Do whatever you want. Make all the money you want off it. They could have made millions of dollars off
of it. Maybe they could start a streaming service off of it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's been done.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. So, and since they're all in the, doing, you know, all the Kurtzman stuff these days, there's clearly a market for people who want original series content.
Yeah.
You know, and most fan films, you know, the vast majority of fan films probably, you know, never break 100,000 views. But, you know, there are some that like some of Josh's films or Farragut's done it who break 100,000 and are pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they have a wider appeal. And what it would be nice is if CBS put them all on the streaming service. Right? You're not going to put Vance's stuff on the streaming service, but Farragut Forward, you could put them. Crisis on Infinite Excaliburs, you could put them.
It's free content.
It's free and it's fun. I mean, yeah. I enjoyed Crisis on Infinite Excaliburs.
I was telling JP about that earlier.
Yeah.
You hadn't seen it.
Heard of it. And he said the title, I'm like, I like that title.
Yeah. It's what you think it's
out there.
You know? Yeah. So they're, you know, all these people, all us fans, we're making it because we love Star Trek. And,
maybe Axanar could go to another streaming service like Star Trek, because Star Trek, all 10 films are coming out on HBO Max.
On HBO Max.
They're on Max. Yeah.
And who knows?
I just got the email from them.
CBS is going to have it.
Oh wow!
CBS may well have a new corporate parent here in the very near future.
Who knows what the streaming wars? Knows? Everything is changing. All the platforms.
Right.
Yeah, the climate of all the services—they're all getting into bed together, or they're selling each other's content, and one show's going from one to another. So who knows?
Yeah, despite what they say, that no one has figured out. Except for maybe Netflix has really figured out how to monetize streaming.
Yeah, they were there first. They had no clutter.
Yeah, they had
no distractions. No competition.
Right. They had it all.
Exactly. And the big guy, the big challenge is how does a Paramount, how does a Peacock, how do those guys make it long term? How do they all
get their piece?
Right. Yeah. How do they all, you know, because we don't want to be paying $19.95 for 10 different services. You know,
unless you get all 10 services for that one price.
Right.
We're right back to where we started with cable. Yeah. This is the reason why we got away from cable. And now we're right back to it because everybody has their own streaming service.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. The same thing. And they all have that one show that you want to watch.
Right.
Every one of them has that one show.
That's and we were exactly talking it. Today. Everyone was talking about how, I'll just subscribe to Apple Plus for a month and binge everything and then cancel. I'll subscribe again next year. You know, so
you can do that with some of these services. Yeah,
they're going to have to.
It's a lot of work.
They're going to have someone's going to have to figure it out, and it's good and involves scale. And having
figure it out?
I'm not that smart. I don't pretend to be.
You want to do Axanar Plus?
Yeah. That's a great name. Axanar Plus.
Axanar Plus.
We just don't have enough content. But I don't know. Mark, do you want to talk about something?
Can we talk about that?
it's your project.
I guess that's true. Well, so Axanar Universe expanding by having its own fan films. We've already had one.
ACU.
Yeah, ACU. Yeah. The Axanar Cinematic Universe.
You heard it here first. My
goodness. That's right. Yeah, it's true. Truly expanding. We've already had one. Was that last year? No, it was 2 years ago.
Which?
Interlude.
Oh, yeah, Interlude is 2020. It was right before the. It was 19.
Just after.
Wasn't it? November.
No, I was living in Tennessee when we did the sound for it. So it's 20. It has to be 20.
Early 20.
Isn't 2020 the year that
February
pretend didn't happen?
February?
No.
2019 was the shoot that didn't happen.
Yeah, it was 19. So
yeah, we've had two Axanar films because you also have. Prelude to Axed We Are, the puppet parody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so
I mean,
that's funny.
So anyway,
so part of the Axanar universe. Well,
this is the AEU, the Axanar Expanded Universe. Right? AEU. Let's just make up. We're going to make up acronyms.
Yeah.
Just to piss off CBS.
Confuse everybody.
They're developing a whole universe.
What's happening?
So I'm producing one of these new AEU films based on part of the 4 Years War that it's one of my favorite pieces. It's not in an interview style at all. It's all of live action, and it's coming out right now. April 1st is when it's coming out. So I think everyone will enjoy it.
That's April Fool's Day, though.
Yeah.
Are you John? Mark? But it's not April Fool's Day today.
Oh, okay. That's
true. Gotcha.
Oh, I'll show. Okay. We'll show you guys. Marco, show you guys the.
I saw the rough.
Yeah. Oh, and I was like, wow, that shot. I won't say what the shot is, but the shot was great. And I was like, that's a great shot.
Oh, so jealous.
I didn't know you could do that.
Really?
Yeah. And you guys will see it.
Oh, man.
It's fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's big. And that's. The expansion to an Axanar extended universe. That's a great idea.
Yeah. There's Sturmall calls it the Axanar expanded reality series. Aries.
I still like Axanar Plus.
I love Axanar Plus.
Axanar Plus. Ax Plus.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably going
to
be
we need to make t-shirts out of that.
Yeah.
You can see my mind only works on one track. I had to piss off CBS.
Mirror Universe. It says what, Borg Kingdom. I want to say Borg. I want to say Borg, but I could be wrong.
Oh, and there are other filmmakers making other AEU films.
There's going to be announcements in the next couple months about at least two more that I know about.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're excited about that because what it says is that Axanar is bigger than Axanar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I was telling Ted, our co-director, you know, when we first started working together in 21, he's like, well, why did you get involved? And I said, well, besides the fact Richard Hatch introduced me to Alec, the first question I said was, well, what's the story about? And he said, oh, the 4 Years War. And I'm like, the 4 Years War? That's like the best part of Star Trek. Because when I was a kid, my brother and I used to play the FOSSA game, the Star Trek combat simulator. And, you know, no one's ever done anything about it.
Nope.
This is like technically the most pivotal story in Federation history.
Yeah.
And no one's done anything about it. So it's like, why wouldn't this expand? It has to expand. Not just the episodes that we're doing, Alec and the team are doing, but then just because, we're limited to guidelines.
Right.
And there's so much more to tell about all this stuff. So it's very exciting.
Then you can always just tell different points of view of this of all the same of the same battles and missions and all that stuff. You could do a whole one that's just the clean.
I mean, it's 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of content years. you can cover in 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in being a big Warhammer fan, we have a ongoing series of novels retelling the history of the universe called the Horus Heresy. And someone said, oh, well, what are they going to do when they get to the final? There's this big final battle between the Emperor and Horus. They said, what are you going to do when they finally tell that story? They're not going to be able to tell any more stories anymore. And I was like, what are you talking about? we still tell stories about World War II. We know how that worked out. Right? It doesn't mean that the story, right? It doesn't mean that the stories that you can't find great stories and make up great stories or tell the story about this soldier or that soldier or this battle or that battle. So there's always stuff to tell. And listen, here's something else. AI filmmaking is going to change fan films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is going to radically change filmmaking in general. And
it's already changed thumbnails.
Yeah.
Everyone's using AI to do thumbnails.
Yeah. They are.
So I just think that I just think the sky's the limit. And it's like 3D printing, like 3D. Again, getting back to my hobby, Warhammer, Games Workshop, the company that makes Warhammer, they need to seriously be rethinking their future. Because you know their games are their models are getting so expensive, and where you spend $100 buying a squad for a Warhammer game, now there are guys who are 3D printing an entire army in a few days for $100.
Right.
So you know I think technology is expanding so fast that it's going to affect so many different aspects of our life. AI, 3D printing, you name it.
Let me grab this real quick.
Evan says, how about giving
we're getting there. Hold on. It's obscured. But we're going to get to this in a comment. It's a good one. It's something for everyone to think about. Oh, a list. Yes. Things are happening. So on the
Evan Mayerl says, how about a list of available Axonar fan films as well as posting notices of new ones? We do that all on the Axonar channel, on the Axonar YouTube channel. We have a whole playlist now that is Axonar Universe. I guess I need to change the name of that playlist. Axonar Expanded Universe.
Yeah, Expanded Universe, which is just the idea that you did a fan film, which is just a film, in my opinion. But the fan film has fan films.
I know. It's very meta.
Yeah, very meta. The meta universe.
Here's what we need to do. We need to stay on the coattails.
Mm-hmm.
We're not too proud to ride them, because when these guys make it big, it's like, hey, bring us along. You know, we will be your social media guys or your behind the scenes guys.
Good
or
looking middle-aged guys.
Yeah.
Trendsetters.
If you need to put somebody in front of an exploding console, rocks. And just, put my face right in it.
We just can't promise the mics will always work, but eventually we'll get
them. We're smart. We're IT.
You guys have like $1,000 worth of equipment here. I don't even know what you're doing with all this stuff.
It's all mine, and I am ashamed how much I spent on this stuff. This was back just when I started podcasting in 2019. I had like all these ideas, all the stuff that I wanted to do with it. Like, okay, I'll get these microphones and this and that. You know how it is when you get this thing and then that thing, then that thing, and it just adds up. Well, then COVID happened and it just threw the wheels right off the bus of all the stuff that I was wanting to do. So here I am with this big ass suitcase of this stuff. And I'm just sitting here looking at it like, what did I do?
Yeah. Cause you ended up, because of the pandemic, you just like have all this stuff, but you just have to use Zoom instead.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got these, you know, it just buyer's remorse, you know, I was like, why did I, now it's finally
you're doing it, man. You're living the dream.
I'm there. It only took a few years, but
see, Jonas, Close. I hope I said that correctly. At Alec, if AI is a game changer for movies, are you preparing to let your own AI learn all of what you did for the film so that fan films can have that AI as a co-producer?
That's a funny
idea. Are you preparing to let your own AI learn all of what you did the film so that the fan films can have that AI as a co? Yeah, why not?
I'd love it if you could just type in what you want the fan film to be and then press render. And then boom, there's your fan film.
But doesn't that take a lot of the art and the fun out of it?
Guess that depends on your computer.
Yeah.
If you have a crazy computer, maybe you want.
Thank you, Val. Yes, because more often lately I get confused for Steve Carell. So I'll take his Divine at any day.
I've been getting confused by for Garth Brooks.
Yeah, I could see that.
Really?
I could see that. Yeah.
Hmm. I wouldn't make the mistake, but I could see it.
Yeah,
see
I could see it. Okay.
I can see it.
Okay, I think I see it.
I know where he lives. He lives in Owosso, which is like very close to where I live.
In Oklahoma?
Does he know you know that?
He's rich and he better know.
I have the internet.
They have internet in Oklahoma?
Yeah, we just got it last
wow. week. Wow.
It's great.
Post-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Ask Jeeves. Do my Alta Vista searches. It's great. The IT guy gets
CompuServe. Yeah, I get it.
CompuServe.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. I start getting these AOL in the mail.
Yeah, it's good.
Your minutes carry over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
You still get Netflix discs. That's what I'm talking about.
I kind of miss those.
I do too. Because like, you forget what was in your queue and then the disc would arrive. Like, oh, I forgot.
I forgot. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, also, you're not overwhelmed by choices. You're like, I got two or three discs right here. I don't have 5,000 things I can click on, and I don't want to click on any of them because I'm making the wrong choice. Mm-hmm. You're afraid you're making the wrong choice.
Yeah.
It takes you longer to find out what you want to watch than to watch the dumb movie.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. It basically, streaming services are basically the Cheesecake Factory menu of entertainment.
Oh, my
God. There's just too many options.
Too many options.
And they're all 2,800 calories.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. You can't eat at Cheesecake Factory because everything is 1,300 calories at best.
That's diet food over there.
I went there and I looked at, I was like, oh, turkey burger. And the turkey burger was like 1,200 calories.
Oh, my God.
How is a turkey burger 1,200 calories? What are you pouring Russian dressing on it?
Oh.
It's like, it's
what did they feed that turkey? Other turkeys, probably.
Jared Riddick says, ironically, just finished reshelving my Star Trek movies on a new media shelf, including my Prelude Blu-ray. Well, thank you.
There you go.
Very much. We appreciate that.
I've got the Prelude Blu-ray. I just don't have a Blu-ray player. Oh, anyway, I think I do. Now that I say that.
Dude.
They're cheap.
Yeah.
I think I've got one in mothball
somewhere.
Yeah. For $30.
Really? Oh, you have Blu-ray player?
Yeah.
Well, sure. People are like, oh, you're going to make it in both the Blu-ray and as a DVD for those of us that don't have a Blu-ray player? No, you freaking cheap bastard. Go buy a Blu-ray player.
Spend the $5.
Go to a garage sale and get a Blu-ray player for $5.
Wait a minute. You didn't film this in IMAX?
No. Yeah,
I'm not watching.
No.
Technically, actually, we filmed it at just about the same resolution as old IMAX.
Oh, really?
Old
IMAX, 6K.
Middle-aged IMAX.
Yeah.
Middle-aged IMAX. Not so good looking now.
Ooh, excuse me for yawning. It's been a rough.
We've been at it all day.
Yeah. But wow. By the way, in case you haven't heard, we are wrapped.
We are wrapped.
I need to sell We Are Wrapped T-shirts.
How's that feel?
Wow.
That's a good idea. We Are Wrapped T-shirts.
Yeah.
You should have just the X in our title wrapped up in a tortilla. And that could just be
wrapped.
It's wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Jared Riddick says, will there be Blu-rays for the new episodes? Yes. Yeah, because we owe them to a bunch of people.
Right.
So it'll be, but we're probably going to, I'm guessing we're going to make one edition, which will be better than the basic edition we originally posted about. It'll probably be just a deluxe edition. And we're also going to make a steel book.
Ooh.
But it's going to have all three. It will have Prelude and the next two episodes, Gathering Storm and Crucible. And it'll be, and they'll have all sorts of have all the extras. We'll have just a ton of it, but yeah. And we'll, I've been looking and I think there's a minimum order for to get steel books. It's like 1,000 or something like that.
Wow.
So, but I'm a huge steel book fan. So to have a,
you're not a puffy case, a puffy case fan like Disney used to do.
What's that?
They have their cases are just puffy.
They're puffy,
squishy.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Will we be able to download Axanar? Yes.
Legally.
Of course.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
You go.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wrapping Axanar isn't like Kirk ending the 5-year mission, but it's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah.
I always consider it being a 3-year mission.
The difference is
3-season
mission. The difference between Kirk wrapping the 5-year mission and Axanar is you're actually going to get to see Axanar.
Yeah. You didn't think you were, but you are.
And we know it because it's right over there. I just showed it to you.
It's right there in a box.
That's the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
That's a nuclear football.
It is. Goodness.
Yeah.
Don Ranger Power says, I love a good Star Trek fan production when I see it. Well, you're going to see it. Mm-hmm. I was there. I was witness to what was being put into the can.
We saw it.
Yes.
We were there, folks. It's not a rumor. We were there. I took pictures as proof,
mm-hmm.
posted it on Facebook.
I had a full head of hair here. This morning.
I did too. You know, isn't that
common? We all did.
All you guys.
Yes. Yeah, but it is there. We filmed the behind the scenes. We watched the actors do their part, and it's really happening. We were right there for it.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't wait to when you're able to announce the special secret actors.
Yes,
they had today, but it's going to be a while, is it not?
Yeah,
it won't be tomorrow.
Yeah,
no, we won't be announcing it until we release it.
Yeah. Okay,
it's going to be a surprise.
That's good.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise to everyone.
Because there is a host of these actors.
Yeah,
yes. Not just the ones you saw.
Not just the two today. I saw what you had in the can. In that pre-edit.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because you saw the...
Yeah, last night, and I was like...
Yeah, I saw the assembly.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Yeah. That's so good. I can't believe you got them. And there's more. You guys are going to freak out.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, listen, as I keep saying, as Mark and I have talked about over and over, is the bar is so freaking high.
It is
with Prelude. It's just, you know, because I'll go back and watch Prelude sometimes and I go, holy shit. I mean, you know, it's great when in your life you can like overachieve, when you can do something that's so, and I've said before Prelude to Axanar, I had things that I was very, very proud of.
Yeah.
Winning national championships when I was coaching, or the Battlestar Galactica auctions, the Stargate auction catalogs, which remain some of the best auction catalogs in the history of the universe. Mm-hmm. But Prelude is like, we got to beat Prelude.
Yeah, it's you got to like, beat myself.
We gotta beat, yeah. Holy shit. You know, and
I think you did, though.
I think we have the potential to do it. And not that there's any pressure on Mark as post-production supervisor,
right, no pressure.
But the fun of it is that Mark's expectations are as high as mine.
Mm.
And you know, it was fun talking to Dana this morning. Mm. Dana was so excited about the sound design they're doing.
Yeah.
You guys are doing on Icarus.
Yeah.
Right. And so, He's excited. So whenever there's a, you know, and Dana will, I'm sure will, Dana going to help you on Axanar too?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And so it's so much fun when everyone's as excited as you are about the project.
Well, and it's also fun now that the elements are coming together to be able to go, okay, well now we can start doing the Hollywood magic. It's one thing to have visual effects. Mm-hmm. That's great. But there's a reason why in the 30s and the 20s they said silent movies suck.
Gotcha.
In fact, they're so bad that we have to have a piano or an organ playing during the middle of it just to do some kind of weird ragtime, just so people don't go, this is dumb.
And all the cheap theaters, the pianos weren't even in
tune. They weren't even in tune. So to be able to finally now add visual effects and start adding like call outs and the scenes and all kinds of stuff. It's like, that's the magic of the glue that makes you immerse. And without the immersion, you're like, well, that's nice. And oh, that's a nice actor. And oh, that's a funny line. Oh,
yeah,
that's good. And then you put that stuff in there and you're like, this is legit now. Wow. I love this.
So yeah.
That's the fun part for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, as I said many times, and now you two guys are part of it, mm-hmm. but, it's a team. I mean, filmmaking is a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we always used to, when I used to coach volleyball, we always used to said volleyball is the purest team sport, because it is impossible to play 6-on-6 volleyball by yourself.
Right.
You need always at least two people to touch the ball on your side of the net, at least. So there's always a team element to it. And that's the way filmmaking is. Filmmaking is a collaborative effort.
Yeah.
And the key, as I have learned over 10 years, is to have a great team. And that means having a team that shares your vision. Because, you know, when they don't share your vision, especially when they're people are in it for their own selfish reasons, then you can't build that joint effort, that community.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like having, you know, it's like having a prima donna on a soccer team who's only interested in himself and I'm sorry, I'm pulling the Ted Lasso example out of the air here, but it's, you know, just if you've watched that show, it's like it's having Jamie. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't win with Jamie in season one. Right. In season three, Jamie's a part of a cohesive team. And that's the same thing. You have to have everyone's pulling in the same direction, right? So if everyone in a film is pulling in the same direction, you can make movie magic. You can do great things. But if not, then you wind up with the Marvels.
or the one I always mention, I always say Transformer movies.
Yes.
A little too much digital shaky cam in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling one of the secret actors, Dave, because we're trying to talk about, I'm like, those Transformers. There's no camera. They're not real. Why is there a shaky camera? It's all built inside of a computer.
Right. Right.
Let me see the action.
Here's one for Mark. Here's a question for Mark. Why don't you read that one out to Mark?
Mark from Jonas Close. Is there a chance for 5.1 audio or even Atmos?
Not Atmos, but we are going to do 5.1.
We're doing 5.1, guys.
With that,
that's nice.
I have to go. I have to go to sleep because we have another morning. But thank you.
Oh, all. Yeah.
Thank
yeah. We're
all.
getting up in there. Thank you very much for sitting with us, Mark.
My pleasure.
And we did just hit 2 hours.
Boom.
Wow. Well, we got a few seconds left before we hit it, but we're going to hit it in a few seconds. All
right. Thank you all.
So what does that mean? I don't even know how long we're streaming.
I guess we stop when we're done, you know, which
it might be time after 2 hours and a couple of elites just left us. Jared Riddick says, and I tuned in right at the end. That happens. You know, I try to do a live stream every week. And right when I'm wrapping up, there's always one or two people. It's like, oh, I just got here.
Right.
Like, well, glad you're here. Bye.
What time are we on the set tomorrow?
Nine.
Okay.
That guy gets
sleep in a little bit.
Yeah. I'm gonna need a couple minutes extra. Fingers crossed that my brain lets me go to sleep.
Right.
Didn't last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I was out.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
I wish I was middle aged like you.
Last night, after doing the 8 hour drive, because there were a couple nights this week I just could not really sleep. Or I'd wake up, couldn't get back to sleep. So I think it all caught up to me, because have you ever had one of those nights where you don't remember falling asleep? You just wake up and you don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What happened? Like, what did you put
in those gummies?
Yeah. My phone's sitting here. I didn't get a chance to look at my TikTok or Instagram videos.
I'm in bed. I wake up. The lights are on. The TV's on and the dogs aren't fed.
Yeah.
And I didn't brush my teeth. Yeah.
I was thinking something different when you said, you ever had one of those nights and you don't remember? And I just like right there. Like, yeah. I had
right.
nights, but I don't drink anymore. I don't drink that much anymore.
Right.
Yes. Share the studio is still in Lawrenceville, although we moved from one location to another in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, I was surprised this morning. We showed up at the studio and I was like, this looks different.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a different location.
Location.
It must be because the whole structure is different, but it was a great location. I think I like it better than the old one.
Yeah.
The old one, I probably have too much space. This one has totally enough space to have everything going on.
Well, this has more office space, right?
Yeah. You don't have to go from and you don't have to go from one building to another to get to the set.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good. Donnie, good. Thank you for being a fan.
The Smoke 007. It's nice to see everyone tonight. Thank you so much, Smoke. It's good to hear from you and happy birthday. I missed it. I remember I saw a post that it was your birthday the other day. Oh, so happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Melatonin helps me sleep faster. Yeah.
You know, I tried that and it did. It put me to sleep. But when I woke up in the morning, I was so groggy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it was for me. It's for other people. It wasn't for me.
I tried melatonin. It didn't do anything for me. I do Ambien. Yeah. And it's like it just knocked right out. Well, then there are times where I'll take it and it will just knock me out. And others where it just seems like, oh, I don't know what happened, but it didn't work this time. But yeah, that's some good sleep right there. Yeah.
Well, I think they're going to kick us out.
Oh,
it's okay. 11 o'clock.
And we turn off their TV and people might want to watch.
Oh, okay.
TV. Whoops. Yeah.
It was playing Big Bang Theory
at the lobby.
Yeah. When we walked in here before we set up, they were playing Big Bang Theory. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
To watch this.
This is part of, yeah. This is part of the Axonar expanded universe. You have to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for taking over and taking care of the live stream. I mean, what a great audience we had. Thank you guys so much. We will have more Axonar.
Good.
Did we get, oh, you know what? I didn't get, we don't, do you have the, oh, you don't have the new final shoot graphic.
I don't. Yeah. And if we did, I wouldn't even know which thing to click to showcase their graphic.
Oh, you know what? Here, I'll show you. Want me to show you how to do this? This is really easy. I'm going to message you. Okay.
Okay.
So here, let me message you.
Great. It's a little behind the scenes StreamYard magic going on
here. So now open your messenger.
Okay. The comments.
No, open your.
On my phone?
Yeah, no, on here.
Open Facebook. Oh, I don't know anything about
it. Do you have Facebook Messenger?
I do, but I couldn't remember my password on the laptop, I just didn't sign in there.
Let's do a song and dance. Time. We'll do a song and dance.
I'll show you that.
Star Trek, crazy kooky Star Trek.
All right, guys, thanks so much. Thank you, Phyllis. Tomorrow we're doing BTS interviews. It'll be a nice wind down. We'll be just talking with everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Smoke. Yeah, we will definitely have fun tomorrow. We're going to work, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's fun work. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess it's all goodbyes.
Bye, everyone. Good night.
We love you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can support us at patreon.com/beyondtrek.
We are Beyond Trek Podcast. Lower your inhibitions and surrender your years. We will add inspirational and hilarious Trek content to your day. Your attention will adapt to subscribe to us. Resistance is futile.